What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Rocky, here with BDC. What's up, man? Another week.
What's good, man?
Not much, man. You know, same old same. But not in the gaming world, though. It's a bunch of stuff going on. A whole lot of news this week. A whole lot. Like, almost too much. So.
Yeah, it's a good time to be a gamer.
That's it. So, y'all know what it is. Y'all know this Audio Oddity. Y'all know where to find us. And we're going to get right into it. Let's go ahead and get into it. What's the hot news? Woke up this morning. Got up fresh out of bed. Wiped my eyes. Opened up Twitter. And what? GTA 6 everywhere. We talked about this a little before we started. So apparently, I don't even know. Did they say the guy's name? I don't even know if they said his name.
He had a video up threatening something like that. I didn't read too much into it.
Apparently, a hacker. I'm not sure if they posted the hacking name. Here he goes. So a user, this is straight from IGN. A user going by Teapot. Hold on, how do you say this? Teapotuber hacker. That's what he's going by. Posted a zip file to GTA forum saying, "Here are 90 minutes of footage of GTA 6." So people, you know, at first people were like, "Yeah, okay, bro, like whatever," you know, because like who got 90 minutes of GTA, right? Well, yeah. Apparently it's been confirmed that this dude was legit. He legitimately had 90 minutes of GTA. And he posted it up. So
and that's crazy. It's him too. It's proof that it's real because they start removing this stuff too.
Yeah.
On some websites and stuff.
They start taking it down.
It's real.
Yeah, it's been approved by multiple outlets. And I'm not sure if it was... Oh, it wasn't 90 minutes. I'm sorry, correction. It was 90 clips, 90 different clips. So I don't know how many minutes that amounted to. But it was 90 clips of GTA. And, man, this is crazy. So I don't know if anybody went and watched the footage. I know I checked it out. It's unfinished. It's... it shows...
Some of the bad news about it is they reported some of his PS4 clips.
Oh.
So it's confirmed for last gen.
Oh, so go ahead and put that out there. Confirmed for last gen. I guess that's
so far.
So I mean, I don't know if that's good or bad, considering you know.
Rockstar want that money.
What you want to play? Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Okay, NBA, man, and WWE come out every year, and that's under take two.
So. Yeah, and it's still millions and millions of PS4s out there people own. So
yeah, that's like money. Just
You can't just leave them.
Leave that money.
Yeah, you can't just leave that money. But this is what the article says from IGN a little bit. I'll read a little bit of this. It says the clips were subsequently made their way onto YouTube and Twitter and shows robbers' gunplay, fully voiced conversations, and more. What appeared to be a debug element closely resembles similar to tools from Red Dead 2 also appear on screen. If legitimate, the videos appear to confirm previous rumors about the game, including a male and a female protagonist, and it takes place in Vice City. So that's what they gathered from the video. So, man, I hate, you know, this is bittersweet, though, man. It's cool to see stuff like this early, but it's also, you know, it's not cool because somebody worked really hard on this, and now somebody hacked in, pulled all this out. You know, I don't know how much this affects their actual development, but it's still not cool to hack anybody. You know, and you know, display their hard unfinished work at that. So I was kind of scrolling through the Twitter comments, and I seen people on there already like, if this GTA 6, I don't want it. Then look at this, that's good. You know, it's like, come on, man. Like you looking at GTA 6 probably like 3 years away or something. Like
that game ain't nowhere near done.
Yeah, like,
it's no business for that game to be even put out.
That's right. You looking at the roughest of rough drafts of this right here. Like, come on, why are we even like, yeah, it's cool to watch it and you know make little jokes, but
all of it. I'm like, oh, I just want to just glance at it to see,
yeah, make little jokes and all that, but people actually were like seriously like, oh, look how rough that looks, you know, and all that. Like, do y'all not know anything about video game development? Like, this stuff takes forever to put together. So you know, I hate that happened to Rockstar. I mean, nobody, you know, it's like, You know, could you imagine like some of, you know, your rough work, like you just start drawing a picture and somebody released like the worst the worst case of the picture ever. You know what I mean? The worst drawing ever.
We basically get in the making of the game.
The making of the game, but pretty much. So I hate that happened to him, but hopefully, you know, I mean, I'm pretty sure this dude's going to be caught or whatever. And, you know, Rockstar probably sued the hell out of him, and we'll hear more about this. But you said, you know, earlier before we hit record, you said the guy was threatening to release more, huh?
Yeah, it's on social media. He got a video. It's a video on YouTube.
Man, video on YouTube. What was he trying to hold it for ransom or something? He trying to get money? Or just hating.
Put in his day notice and that was it. Put in his day notice, I quit.
What'd you say? He was like, he said, I quit. Then the next morning, he go that footage. He upload that footage. Oh, well, man. Disgruntled. So you think it's a disgruntled Rockstar employee, huh?
I don't know who.
Are you thinking somebody that actually hacked him?
He put the worst of the worst out there. He put how they make the game, the code of it. So people can make their versions.
Yeah, see, that's definitely like that. Illegal, man. You can't release the code. You're right. He released it's the code of the game. You cannot.
Yeah,
know.
So people can make it already. People gonna be making. It's gonna be more.
They're gonna fix that. They're gonna rewrite that. And if they did, I'm pretty sure it's a rough of it. But you still might see a bunch of GTA 6 clones pop up and different, You know, crazy mods of it. You know, people gonna do stuff with it. But whatever. I mean, Rockstar, they got a lot of money. They know this ain't the first time they've been hacked, I'm sure. So they going to take care of it. You know, Take-Two and all that. They going to take care of it. But yeah, that was the hot news of the day, man. Woke up to that this morning. So GTA, everything leaks these days, though, man. Everything. Like, you can't, it ain't no more a surprise. You know, normally if you got something out there, it's going to get out. It's just
it sucks that it had to be this game this early, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be different if it was a trailer. That's different.
Yeah, but like the making of the game.
Done, people got blurry faces. And
that's
then,
it. You probably looking at some from, you know, some assets from 2013 GTA 5. You know, they said Red Dead 2 assets were in there.
This game had stick figures and barely was glitchy. People still gonna buy it when it's fully done.
Yeah, it don't matter.
This
game
ain't gonna look nothing like this no more when it comes out.
Nothing. It's gonna be all polished out. It's no reason to believe that they gonna make a bad GTA 6. They ain't never made a bad GTA. It's just no reason to believe it. Unless you count that trilogy they just dropped. That was incomplete. But they fixed it.
That wasn't a new GTA. That was from a third party.
Yeah, it was from a third. But they fixed it. They did smooth it over. I played it recently, last few months, and they got all the bugs.
Rockstar don't got time for that. They don't got time working on a whole retouch or touch up.
Yeah.
Basically, it was a touch up.
But
they don't got time for that. They putting a lot of time into this open world game. This takes a lot of time, so
yeah,
it's not something that you just build or make every, like, you know, a year or so. Or
yeah, but we'll move on from that, from the latest stuff happening to the stuff that happened last week, I think it was. So, man, we got seemed like what everybody did a showcase, right? All the majors anyway did a showcase last week. So we're gonna go over the PlayStation showcases, the Xbox Tokyo showcase they did, and the Nintendo Direct. So we'll go over those three. We'll start with BDC's personal favorite, PlayStation. He's sitting in the look over you and then a PlayStation hat. representing.
This PlayStation hat worked.
All right, let's see. So it was the PlayStation State of Play. I'll just go through some of this. I know all of this we ain't gonna want to sit here and talk about, because not all of it was anything we even care about. But hold on, where did the story go?
Well, one thing they showed at the showcase that I loved, my personal favorite, besides the what's the game, the Rise, the Ghost of Tsushima type game?
What was that called?
Rise of
Was it Shogun? Not Shogun.
It was the one that's coming out in 2024. The only bad thing about the release of it. But the point is, I really loved that Street Fighter trailer they showed.
Yeah.
Street Fighter trailer they showed was pretty nice.
Hold on. I lost my story. Hold on a minute.
Customizing your character. It seems like a little open world hub. The arena mode for online is like open world where like it brought it back to like the Guilty Gear. Guilty Gear where you can go to the arcade and challenge people, and then they even show people in the trailer watching around. So it went back to the old days of like when you go into the arcade watching people.
And, yeah.
They show like I was watching gameplay last night. Ken, Ryu, Chun-Li,
All right, so here we go. I got it back up now. Okay, we're good. All right, so first thing was they had the Tekken 8 official trailer reveal. Did you watch the Tekken 8 trailer?
I've been watching that Street Fighter, man. That Street Fighter, to me, took the show.
It took the show over that Tekken?
To me, the Tekken didn't have no real gameplay to it. Street Fighter went more in-depth in it. And the rumor for Street Fighter release date is February. And you can sign up for a beta, the open beta. I think the beta starts next month.
Yeah.
But if you like Street Fighter, it has that all those like old levels, you can tell what they are, but they're modern. I'm like, it looks crazy. Like I know we used to go back at it with Street Fighter.
Oh yeah, old school.
It looks good though. It looks like it's bringing that game back. It's bringing fighting games back. You know, Guilty Gear did, Mortal Kombat did, and now you got Street Fighter and Tekken. I seen the Tekken trailer, but it didn't show like no like Street Fighter like it's done. Like they can just release it tomorrow if they wanted to, and you know, but
yeah, Tekken, but it don't come like out. I think it don't come out till next year though, huh?
I hear February rumor, but that's soon. That's not that far off though.
Yeah.
And the beta is next month, so.
But
you just gotta sign up on Capcom, I think.
Yeah.
To sign up for it.
So like I never was a big Tekken person. Like I played a little bit here and there, but I haven't played like Tekken since probably Tekken 2 or 3 or something, maybe Tekken Tag or something like that. But Tekken 8 looked pretty good, man. And then they I think they got a Netflix show out too. Some people say it was good, so I don't know. Maybe Netflix fighting show. Games, you know. I mean, I already know fighting games are well and alive like in competitive market, but maybe they're going to come back to the mainstream like they used to back in the day, you know. Who knows?
Yeah, cuz Guilty Gear is like the fighting game of the year. It's really good, but it's not mainstream. It's not like, you know.
Yeah, not everybody.
Like
yeah.
Duty. Like everybody know Call of Duty, you know, but it's getting there. You know, Guilty Gear is there. It got the Street Fighter name, but this one came out was only on PlayStation and PC. Now, one thing we're talking about the games or the Tokyo show is they did announce Guilty Gear coming to Xbox Game Pass. So that's Guilty Gear Strive, by the way, I'm talking about. So
yeah,
that's a plus.
So
Guilty Gear Strive is coming to Game Pass day one.
Yeah, that Game Pass, you know, that's going to open it up a lot. They're going to give it a lot of exposure. And while we're
talking about Game Pass, they announced on that show Deathloop.
Hold on. Yeah, you're getting ahead. We're going to get to the Xbox game show next. We're still on the PlayStation one. But so next they did God of War Ragnarok. They had a new trailer for that. And they also announced that the limited edition DualSense controller, the Ragnarok controller. Did you see that?
It's all right.
You ain't running out and buying it, huh?
I don't really do God of War like that. So
yeah.
I'm not big on God of War.
All right.
The controller look pretty nice, though. It ain't bad, though.
Yeah. Then they got into some PlayStation games for PlayStation VR 2. Tales from Galaxy's Edge. It's a Star Wars trailer for a new, that's the new game, Tales from Galaxy's Edge. It was a gameplay trailer. I saw it. I don't know. Probably not for, I'm definitely not going to get a VR 2 PlayStation VR headset, so I won't be playing that or nothing. Seemed like something cool to watch, though, you know?
Yeah, I'm probably not going. I hear PlayStation VR don't have, like, apps and stuff like that. I'll probably go with the Oculus.
Yeah, something like
if
that.
I do get it. If I do get it. Like, they don't... I hear PlayStation 1 is strictly games, which is really good, but it's strictly games.
Yeah. Next thing was another VR 2 game called Demo. D-E-M-E-O. It's another... I don't know nothing about this. It says it's a... It's a co-op dungeon crawler survival game for PlayStation VR 2. Yeah, once again, I'm not even...
Mm-mm. I didn't watch none of the VR stuff, by the way.
Yeah.
I get motion sickness from VR, I know, so I don't...
All right.
The only one that looked interesting to me was they didn't show it at the conference, but they showed it a couple months ago was the Forbidden West. The one for VR. I seen that and that like was, I was like, oh, that looks pretty cool. So VR, I'm pretty sure is good. Like maybe when I test it out, I might like it. I just don't want to buy it and get motion blur and gotta take it back.
Yeah.
Or motion sickness. Motion sickness.
So then we got into another Yakuza spinoff called Inshin. It's Inshin, a game getting a Western release. So this was probably already out in Japan or something.
In Japan already, yeah.
Yeah. So this is the first time it's being released outside of Japan. It's called Like a Dragon Inshin. The game is coming to PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5 in February. So apparently, what happened?
Said exclusive.
Yeah. It's gonna be exclusive, of course.
They said apparently, from what I read, that they're done with the Yakuza name.
Like, it's all gonna be. Gonna be like a so dragon. Apparently, I heard on I don't remember what podcast it was, but I was listening to some and I heard that it's all in Japan. They've been done with Yakuza. Like it's always been Like a Dragon. Like they was using the Yakuza name, but a while back they switched it. It's been like a dragon for a while. Name,
but Like a Dragon is cool too. I mean, it's all
yeah. So
they can call it Dragon Quest, Dragon this, Dragon
yeah.
Yakuza. This is it's all the same.
It looked like they just bringing it. You know, they just bringing it to now. They just bringing it over here to us, but it's been like a dragon in Japan. All right. Yeah. Next thing is Hogwarts Legacy. It's getting a PlayStation exclusive quest. So this quest is only exclusive to PlayStation. I don't know. This seemed like something I'll pick up. I'm not a big Harry Potter dude, but if I saw this on sale, I might grab it. If it's getting like pretty good reviews or something, you know?
Yeah, a lot of people was talking good about this game. Yeah. A lot of people I know from Xbox want this so bad.
Yeah. Now here's one right here I was kind of looking at. Pacific Drive. It's the first title from Ironwood Studios, which is I guess a new studio, and it puts players
survival driving game.
Yeah, it puts players behind the wheel. Puts players behind the wheel as they drive around what appears to be a post-apocalyptic version of the Pacific Northwest. So that looked cool. Like this looked like something I'll definitely play. Yeah,
they really didn't show no gameplay. Really.
No, they didn't. But it seemed like a cool little premise to a game though. So I definitely checked that out. Next they did PlayStation Stars loyalty program. So I guess PlayStation is launching a new loyalty program, like a monthly type deal, you know? So
yeah.
So that's all right. That seemed like something you more into. I don't know if I play that much PlayStation to get involved in a loyalty program. But
yeah, ain't nothing wrong with free stuff.
That's it. Nothing wrong with
playing games.
All right. So then we got.
They had it before, but this is like a better version of it. This is a better version.
Yeah. So then we got a new game from Bandai Namco called Sin Duality. Let me see. It's a third person shooter featuring mechs and an art style like akin to Nier Automata. I don't know if you played the Nier games. Little more colorful, they said, than the Nier games, but it seemed cool though, man. Like, I don't know, it seemed like something I'll check out. Got mechs, third person shooter. Seemed all right. Next was Project Eve. Project Eve renamed as Stellar Blade. This is a extremely shiny looking action game shown off last year in Korean studio. The trailer showed a mix of gameplay and cinematics, giving players a look at the game's futuristic setting. I don't remember this game or seeing it, but it don't seem like my type of game, though. So then we got, an open world samurai game. This is one we was talking about earlier, Rise of the Ronin. That's the one you was talking about. Yeah, Rise of the Ronin. I think you were saying you like it. It's a PlayStation exclusive, console exclusive, coming out in 2024. Yeah,
make it like Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, something like Ghost of Tsushima. Yeah. So open world,
really good. Yeah. Like they showed a lot of footage.
Yeah, from Team Ninja. So Man, I don't know. It looked good. I'll take the best ninja game.
Ninja Gaiden, they made some of the best.
Yeah, and that was pretty much it, man. That was the whole showcase.
Which is the only bad thing about it.
Yeah, yeah. Looking over a year
but
away.
It's good to know, you know, you got some games coming that long, you know.
So overall, what you think about the event, man?
I liked it. It was good. A lot of games I didn't know about. You know, they showed the only obvious game really was God of War.
Yeah.
Well, that was the only obvious, but, you know, you got to promote that with it being so close to being launching soon. So I gave it a good review, you know. I gave it a solid 8 show. Like, it had a lot of good games. Like, yeah, it didn't have a lot of stuff I didn't know, but that's the point. The point, you know, of a showcase is showing stuff that, you know, people don't know. So, you know, you got eyes on the event called State of Play. You know, people know, oh, you know, they got some games coming. So,
yeah,
I think it did its thing, what it's supposed to do. You know, we got these games that we never heard of. Now we're looking forward to them, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
some games on there that was iffy, but
it was solid. I mean, and we say iffy, I mean, that means iffy to us. I'm pretty sure somebody out there was like, oh, I've been looking for that, you know, whatever. So it was a solid.
Like a Dragon is pretty hot right now. So anything Like a Dragon spinoff is going to be really good, you know. And I ain't really played those games. I used to play the older when they was Yakuza games, you know, and they're a lot different now. So I'll try it out. I mean, I'll try it out.
So let's move on to the next event. So Xbox, they appeared at the Tokyo Game Showcase. And let's see what they had to offer over there. So first thing they was talking about was Persona 5 Royal. You know, that's been out. That was a PlayStation exclusive, I believe, for a long time, right? And that's
PlayStation exclusive for like a year or two, and then it came to Switch for like a year. And...
yeah, now it's coming to Game Pass October 21st. So
yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
That's good.
You play Persona?
Xbox people. Yeah, I played Persona 5, the Battle Royale one. The story was pretty good. It's like a Dynasty Warriors RPG. Like, I got to beat it. I'm pretty far in it, so.
Okay.
I never played the traditional ones. The traditional Persona 5 games are turn-based. This one's more action, like Zelda or something.
Yeah. So that's coming October 21st to Game Pass. Next, they had Wolong Fallen Dynasty, which I'm assuming is another type samurai game. It's an action RPG, and it's coming to Game Pass.
Ghost of Tsushima set the tone.
Huh? Yeah, yeah. Now everybody...
Ghost of Tsushima set the tone.
Yeah, you notice how many of these type of games are coming out now, right? So,
Assassin's Creed even jumping in the mix. Yeah. Like, we got to do our samurai.
So they didn't give a release date for that one. It's coming to Game Pass, but it'll probably be 2023 for that one. Let's see. So here's another one. Exo Primal, also coming to Game Pass console. 2023. The Capcom multiplayer action game, 5v5 PvE missions, where player must fight hordes of prehistoric monsters. Not bad. Gameplay seems to revolve around upgraded exosuit armor and completing challenges to set up sinister artificial intelligence by the name of Leviathan. Okay. So it looked like IGN, or no, this is Yahoo Games Entertainment. They did a deep dive on this game too. I think I heard about this game before. I'm not really into the 5v5 PvP type deal, but those games can be fun though. I remember one they came out with, I bought it actually. I forgot what it was called. It was one where you play like, it was like 4v1 and you could like every match you either the monster or you the hunter. I forgot what that game was called. But
Daylight?
No, it wasn't Daylight. It was it was four people and you hunted a monster, but you can also be the monster and then they like have to track you down. What was the name of that damn game? Evolution or Evolve. I think it was called Evolve.
Evolve? Oh yeah, that one flopped so bad.
Yeah, and every time you like beat, you like evolve to a better monster or whatever or something like that. I don't know. I played a few rounds of it and I was like, I took it right back. I think I took it back to GameStop that same day. Yeah, one for me. Was not
free
for me.
After a while.
Oh, it was free? It went free for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not for me. But anyway, next they got up Blaze Brew Cross Tag Battle. I don't know what this is. It's a cross-universe fighting game featuring characters from Persona, Undernight, and Birth in the RWBY web series, to mention a few. The game was released in 2018 on PlayStation, Switch, and PC, but will be coming to Xbox Game Pass in spring of 2023. Do you know what this is?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite fighting games.
Oh, really?
When it came out. It's like basically people who did like Blaze Blue.
Yeah.
Some of the team who did, I believe they worked on Guilty Gear. It's similar style. It's a tag based game, like kind of like Marvel's Capcom, but where they don't jump in as much.
Yeah,
they got assists and stuff like that. Good game. I was surprised this game even came out to Game Pass, like, or Xbox. That game is like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah, yeah, but hey. You know, Game Pass, man.
People still play it. I got on a few months ago on the Switch and didn't have a problem finding people. Like, those games last for years and years. Like, good game. Like, I highly recommend that game if you like fighting games. But it got some Persona characters and stuff like that. And
yeah, you know, Game Pass, though. They need content, so wherever they can get it from.
They're catering more to Japan more, so that's why a lot of these games is coming.
Yeah.
I believe. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean,
nothing wrong with it all, man. Fan base. That's it. Next up is your game, Guilty Gear Strive. 2D, you know,
game of the year, fighting game of the year.
We know what Guilty Gear is. It's coming to Game Pass in 2023. Yeah, so
yeah. It's smart to come to Game Pass.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's gonna give it
sell well on Xbox versus PlayStation and Nintendo. Yeah. So that's smart. You know,
it's gonna give it mass exposure too, you know? Mass exposure. So it's cool.
That game is real, real good.
Next up, they did a Nariki Blade Point Yushin Ruins Chapter 2 campaign mode. Yeah, that's yeah. Okay, it's coming to Game Pass. No, the campaign mode Showdown was released in August 22. Today, let's see, they got a trailer for Chapter 2 of Showdown coming in October. A whole new map of Yushin Ruins coming to Xbox in December 2022, new heroes, game modes, and areas all showcased for the next iteration of the game's campaign. So, yeah, if you into that, that's all you.
Huh.
I got much to say about that one. Here's Ni No Kuni Wrath of the White Witch Remastered. Ni No Kuni Wrath of the White Witch, which was released on Xbox for the first time. And it's got a remaster. And it's going on Game Pass, and yeah, that's pretty much it. It'll be on Game Pass 2023. Let's see here. Next up is, I don't even know how to say this. Oh, no. Yeah, I know. This is Danganronpa, Killing Harmony. You ever played them games? Danganronpa, whatever.
Nah, I never.
My daughter used to play them. It's coming to Game Pass. If you know, you know. It's getting touch controls for the Xbox Cloud also. So
when
that's
it come out again?
When does it come out?
What'd you say? What is the game? It's called some killer
Danganronpa. Killing Harmony. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a series of Danganronpa games. Like, my daughter used to be big into them. They whatever to me, but she used to love them. It's kind of like visual novels, kind of. Like, it's very dialogue heavy, more than gameplay heavy, you know? But
yeah.
It's more like reading a book or some watching a show in subtitles or something like that. But anyways, next, Overwatch. New hero, Kiroko. Overwatch 2, I'm sorry. Overwatch 2 arrives on October 4th and is launching a free-to-play title. Xbox Showcase today, new heroes revealed. Yeah, it's a bunch of stuff about the character, but you play Overwatch, huh? Oh, you have played it?
Yeah, a while, like a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think it's still popular, bro, but I just don't know nobody to play it. But I think it's still popular.
I don't know.
Excuse me. What, it fell off?
It's all right. I mean, I stopped playing. I played it for like a year or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this game had a lot of drama, and they announced this game way too soon, and it's been way too long.
Yeah, so we got another JRPG, Yuden Chronicle 100 Heroes. Yuta Chronicles Rising is already free on Game Pass if you need something to tide you over. Yeah, it's coming in 2023. It was a game created on a Kickstarter, so I guess it's an indie game and stuff. It's like a 90s JRPGs, you know. If you into that, there you go. Dice and Fear Program, sci-fi sim, PC. It's going to PC Game Pass October 13th. Forza Horizon 10th anniversary. They're gonna be doing what they doing. Let's see, a new trailer release showing displaying the festival's locations over the years. Britain, Italy, Australia, France, Colorado, Mexico. The anniversary update for Forza 5 will drop October 11th with a new story, fan favorite soundtracks, midnight battle modes, more info, release soon. You still playing Forza? Oh, were you ever playing Forza?
Gran Turismo.
Yeah, that's right.
You I stopped playing it once Gran Turismo came out.
Yeah. All right. I haven't
played. I tried the Hot Wheels. I played the Hot Wheels, and the Hot Wheels is cool. I'm waiting on more Forza Motorsport, which I'm waiting on far yeah. more.
Which
I'm
is tired which of is
free roam open world racing game thing.
Yeah, Forza Motorsport is closer to Gran Turismo, right? That's like
the those are like the head to head, like they're very similar.
Yeah. All right, here goes this other one. Power World. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Have you ever wanted a Pokemon with guns and grenades? So basically, this seems like a game where you play like Pokemon characters. Only they have guns and stuff. Let me see. It was announced for Game Pass consoles in 2023. So more Game Pass content stuff I'll probably never play. Assassin's Creed came to Game Pass. This is currently on Game Pass right now. I saw it because I almost downloaded Assassin's Creed Odyssey. And it's got a 60 frames update too. So that's pretty cool. I might check that one out because I haven't played Assassin's Creed in a long time. And I haven't played none of these new, like, kind of open world Assassin's Creed. So people have told me that's a real good one. So I might check that one out. Fungi Melodies of Steel. It's a turn-based RPG with a narrative adventure. Got like cyber, elements from Cyber Connect 2 is now also available to download today. It's on Game Pass. The announcement came with a brand new trailer of Fungi Melodies Steel 2, which comes in 2023. So more Game Pass stuff. Deathloop. Deathloop be on Game Pass September 20th. So 2 days from this recording. You can finally play Deathloop on Xbox. So yeah. If you want to play, I didn't like Deathloop all that much. It wasn't really my type of game, so I wasn't feeling it.
I had it for a little bit and sold it.
Well, it's all right. Yeah, it's like I gotta go kill these dudes. Then I get like to the third dude, he killed me. Then I gotta start this shit all back over again. I was like, I'm good. I'm okay.
When you beat the level, then you gotta go back.
Yeah, gotta go back again.
Everybody's different time.
I'm cool. So
good game, just not for everybody.
Yeah, that was pretty much their showcase. Yeah, it wasn't for me either. That's pretty much their showcase. Like for me, I skipped a lot of this, man. A lot of this. Like I went and looked at it on YouTube and like. I basically fast forwarded to like I looked at a little bit of the Deathloop stuff, the Assassin's Creed stuff, but and it's Wolong. I saw that a little bit, but yeah, a lot of this was just kind of like, I mean, they were at the Tokyo Game Showcase, so it was more like this is what we're gonna fill Game Pass up with in the next year. You know what I mean? You know, so that's what it was to me. It wasn't the best. I put it that way. It wasn't the best showcase for me. What you think?
The Microsoft one?
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't know. I really didn't watch the Microsoft one. I watched it from just all announcements. So it was a bunch of games. I didn't know Microsoft had their own like showcase in there. I thought it was just a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Yeah, it was just.
I just seen a bunch of announcements.
Yeah, it was just like, game here, you know, here, Japan, we got this for you and this for you and this for you, and I'll be on Game Pass, you know, basically, you know.
I was working a lot when that happened, and yeah, you know, their time difference is like, you know, it was already gone when I was asleep still, just getting up. So I was like, I just seen the news on IGN. I was looking at articles like that, and I seen like this game, Yakuza, or like a Dragon. And
yeah.
Deathloop come in and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, you know, that's cool. You know, I mean, it's always good when you got Game Pass, you know, you paying for it. So you want these games, some new games to come out. So to me, I mean, it's a plus for Game Pass users, and I'm included. I'll probably try Guilty Gear, you know, on Xbox. It's the same game, but I mean, if it's no crossplay, I'll probably just download it so I can play with my friends on Xbox. So
yeah, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I ain't got too much to say about that. It was what it was, you know. Let's move on to your favorite, the Nintendo Direct. You still?
I didn't. That ain't my favorite.
You, man, I remember though. You used to go hard for Nintendo.
Different directs. Like that, I mean, this direct was cool. It was too many games I never heard of. Like too much stuff that like JRPGs and stuff. Like, I don't really care for all that stuff.
What is it? I think it was what 2020. You was going hard for that Nintendo, for that Switch.
I still play Nintendo hard. It's just I don't go for those JRPGs. Like, yeah. It's a bunch of those turn-based games they announced at this event.
Yeah, so we're going to breeze through this because a lot of us. The main thing is Zelda Breath of the Wild has a legit name now. It's The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. That's going to be Breath of the Wild 2. So, and it's actually got a release date, May 12th, 2023. So there we go. You're excited for Breath of the Wild, man?
Oh, yeah. I'm not, like, super excited, but when it comes, it's going to be good.
Are you going to finish out the other one?
Yeah, I got to finish it. I just got to beat Ganon. That's it. Like, I've just been messing around and doing side stuff. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff I can do still, but that game is just, you don't even have to beat it to have fun with that game.
Like, nah. It's just fun. Yeah, I made it out of the Grand Plateau, messed around a little bit, and, like, I think I loaded it up couple weeks ago and I lost all my progress. So
you lost.
I lost all the progress. All the progress is gone. I don't even know why.
You don't pay for online or
no, not no more. No.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna say it saves it in the
cloud. Yeah. I let my online go. I wouldn't use it.
Oh, you know what? That's part why you lost it, part. When you get it back, you probably have it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, but I mean, it's no big deal. You just have to play through the Grand Plateau part pretty much and you can do anything else you want. So I don't know. I might get back into it. Probably not, though. But I will check out this new one, though. Legend of, Tears of the Kingdom or whatever. I'll check that one out. You play any Fire Emblem?
Nope.
No Fire Emblem? Okay, we'll skip past that. For those who care, Fire Emblem Engage will be out January 20th, 2023, if you play Fire Emblem. This one here is a trip, and I don't know about this, but It Takes Two is coming to Nintendo Switch November 4th. Me and my daughter was playing It Takes Two on Xbox, of course, and we had fun with it. And I don't know, it seemed like a Switch type game, I guess. You know, it seemed like that, you know, like it has that Switch feel. So it'll be all right. I think it'll be cool. I don't know if I'm going to hop back into it on Switch or anything, but, you know, I wonder, I guess it'd be cool you both be able to play it handheld also if you got friends that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Y'all be able to get together handheld. That's kind of cool. Next is one of these JRPG types you was talking about, Fatal Frame, Mask of the Lunar Eclipse. It's a remake of a Wii game, actually. It's coming to Switch later this year. They got a... Xenoblade Chronicles 3. I never played any of the Xenoblades. You?
Yeah, I never played those.
Some
Nintendo games just don't exist to me.
Fist of the North Star. I actually watched this anime, but I never played any of the games. But they say it's a fitness boxing game. So that should be something. Okay. Tunic. Did you play Tunic when it came out on Game Pass earlier this year?
No.
It's like a Zelda. It's kind of like a Zelda-like, but with like, it's had this like little fox dude. People really, like some people out here talk about this game, talking about it's like the game of the year, so I don't know.
It's a big game. It's pretty big, but I know everyone when they do PC or I'm looking at something right now.
Yeah.
When they do games like Nintendo games, like I just see Zelda. Like I'm like, I got Zelda. You know, it's the old style Zelda. But I mean, if you like those games, that's cool. I'm just not into them like that.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I've seen some people talking about my game of the year and whatnot and all that, but I didn't play it, which I probably won't. It's just too much stuff out there, man. I try to play what I really like. But if you want to play it, you got a Nintendo Switch. It's coming to Nintendo Switch September 27th. So another one, Front Mission. Let me see. A bunch of Front Mission remakes. I don't know. Don't know nothing about that. You know anything about Front Mission? I don't know nothing about it.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it either.
Never heard of it.
Let me see.
I was literally watching this conference at work on my break, and I was falling asleep.
I had it playing in the background at work also, and I was kind of tuning it out until I heard, like,
at some point, I was just like, just sitting there. Just
when
like,
I heard something I recognized, I'd be like, oh, okay. And then otherwise, I'd be just typing away, doing whatever I got to do or whatever. So,
you here we go to this new trailer.
So now we finally here, so I can go ahead and we can get, you know, so Splatoon 3. They talked about that. They said the first Splatfest of Splatoon 3 is coming, and we will bring a desert island gear grub or fun. It's going to be held September 23rd to September 25th, where players can choose a team. Otherwise, Nintendo said more free updates are coming for the game in the future. So you've been playing Splatoon, man. How you liking it?
It's pretty good. One of the best multiplayer games so far this year, for me at least.
So does it seem like more of the same, or is it like a lot different?
It's completely different.
Different?
It feels a lot more different when you play it. A lot more detail. I've been playing the story mode a little bit, and the story mode is pretty fun. Like I play it about 20, 30 minutes a day when I'm at work for my break. And because I don't know. Like, to me, like, Splatoon is like, it's not that many online games out that came out this year, but I feel even if a lot of games did come out this year, Splatoon would still be one of the best games online. But, yeah. I've been playing that Call of Duty, and I'm going to wait till that come out, and that's when I'll decide. I have a feeling it's going to be between, you know, it's going to be between Call of Duty and Splatoon, but Splatoon is not like a, it's like the more you play it, the more you, like details you see, like you know,
as you go along.
And
I got you.
A lot of the class based, like no, not class based, different weapons you see. Like when you level up more, you see a lot more different weapons. Like I just got a chainsaw type weapon. This slatter is like paint and the locker room. I'm getting more into. You can decorate a locker room and see your friends' lockers and stuff like that. And, like, you know, little details like that that make it really, really good. Like, it's a good game. Highly recommend it. And I'm pretty sure at the end of the year, we'll have some kind of, you know, show where we talk about stuff like that, like the best multiplayer games. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure this game is still going to be high on the list, if not number one. You know, it's going to be between part Call of Duty. Yeah.
Okay.
Splatoon is good. Like if you like shooters and competitive, it's really competitive online. Like,
all right. So Splatoon 3, highly recommended by BDC. All right, man. Next they had Octopath Traveler 2. I don't know. I never played one, so it's just one of my type of game. But I heard people rave about this game. You know, they
one came out and just like. I didn't play it, but it got like a lot of people's attention.
Yeah.
And it was like, people was like, this is not a typical game. Like, it's really, really good. And it got like a lot of big headlines, like a AAA title. It was treated like a AAA title when it dropped.
It's not.
You got your notes, right? Isn't it like Square Enix or something like that? Or?
Yeah, it's Square Enix. Yeah.
That's why, too. Like, they don't make nothing but good games, for the most part, Final Fantasies and stuff like that. So, It's no surprise that this game got a sequel. I mean, it made a lot of money, so.
Well, part two will be dropping February 24th, 2023, so.
Made a lot of money. It only makes sense. You keep it going.
See, next up, they had something called Fae Farm, a fairy tale farmstead game and local online multiplayer that looks like Animal Crossing. It's coming in spring 2023. Nah.
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I'm good. Next up, they have Final Fantasy Theater Rhythm Final Bar Line. Now, it actually looks like a Final Fantasy rhythm game. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a Final Fantasy rhythm game. Got 385 songs in it, which will be released on February 16th, 2023. And yeah, man. I don't even know. You should see this cover art. Like, it ain't. I don't even know what to say about this, but yeah, I will not be buying that or playing it. All right, Mario Rabbit Sparks of Hope. Which you played the Mario Rabbit series?
Not my type of game. I know a lot of people like it. A lot of my friends are looking forward to it. Yeah. It has that what do you call it? I can't think of the name. I probably won't think of the name, but it's basically that game. But with Mario Rabbits or Rabbit Ubisoft.
Okay.
I forgot what it's called. It's like a turn-based strategy game that's pretty big.
Yeah.
I just can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, I don't care for Mario Rabbit style games, but I know a lot of people that did enjoy those games. So the next one is coming out in October. It's coming out next month. So Mario Rabbit Sparks of Hope. Next up, they did Ruin Factory 3 special is coming to Nintendo Switch next year. A new Ruin Factory series expected in the future. I don't even understand this. Ruin Factory 5 was released earlier this year. You know what Ruin Factory is?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it either. All right, so with that, they also talked about a new round of N64 games coming. You're going to get Pilot Wings 64, Mario Party 1, Mario Party 2, Mario Party 3, Pokemon Stadium 1, Pokemon Stadium 2, 1080 Snowboarding, Excitebike 64. And yeah, that's it. The first three games I named are coming this year. The rest is launching next year. So the three Mario parties is coming this year, and the rest of these will be in 2023.
I can't think of it. I'm done. I'm done. I was looking up. I was looking up the what was it like, but I can't think of it. I typed it in the thing and can't find out. But the best news from what you was talking about, because I was still listening.
Yeah.
The best news about that was the most controversial news. You already know. Is the GoldenEye.
Yes. Which segues us to our next story. Yes. GoldenEye. So
kind of weird.
Yeah. So yeah, man.
Seems like PlayStation or not PlayStation. It seems like Nintendo has some kind of rights to the online or something from what I heard, but they're not getting nothing else though. If you read the lines, it's just online and it's coming to the N64. N64 don't really up the graphics. You're going to have the same controller where you move with everything like it is. The new one on Xbox is going to control more like a shooter.
Yeah.
Like a modern game. With today's not today's graphics. They say it's a touch-up.
So basically, for what? For the Nintendo one?
Yeah, the N64 one.
I heard the one coming for Nintendo is going to be pretty much majority of the
it's
old...
what you get. Like yeah. It is like back then with just online.
Yeah, it's gonna be the old Nintendo 64 GoldenEye, but you'll be able to play online. The Xbox one is going to be they moving it to, 60 frames and all that. They're giving it the whole little
forgot about that.
Yeah, they're giving it the whole touch up, the whole kind of remake.
You get everything you want, but no online though.
Yeah, but you don't get. Yeah, you're gonna get better looking GoldenEye, but you cannot get online. You only can play couch co-op with it. Which I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, GoldenEye.
People on Xbox gonna be disappointed.
Yeah, really disappointed because like it's so much potential for that game to be on a next gen console online. You know what I mean? Like so much potential, but
and they really shot it. They really shot it down already. There's no, it's not online. It's not coming.
No, no, yeah.
They, like, hey, it might come later.
Yeah, I don't know if Nintendo. Yeah, I don't know if Nintendo like hold the rights to that and just like nah, like you ain't getting it or what? But
it's Rare.
Rare. Nintendo
made the original GoldenEye.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know what kind of deal was struck behind the scenes on that. Why is it like that or whatever? But
the one thing I can say is Nintendo really didn't go out their way to put this game online. Because every game on those services are online.
Yeah, the way it's made.
So it ain't like they went in and added servers.
No.
And don't think you're going to get ranked in matchmaking.
No, it's just online, yeah.
Yeah, it's just going to be with your friends. That's it.
So here's my thing. Have you played GoldenEye since it came out? Like, no, since it was popular?
For me, that game is done. Like, I love Bond, but
yeah. So I downloaded it to my phone, like, I don't know, a couple years back. This is well after the release of it. You know, I was an adult, you know, and everything. And it don't age well, man. It didn't age well. Like the graphics.
That's
and
why
stuff,
the Xbox One is gonna probably be a lot better.
Yeah, the graphics
well,
and
it
stuff.
It is gonna be better. It's gonna probably it is.
Yeah, graphics and all that did not hold up. It ain't something I see myself, you know, getting on Nintendo wanting to play online or anything. Now I will try the Xbox One out, but I mean, I guess it's something me and the kids could sit around and play on couch co-op. That'd be kind of fun, I guess, you know. But it would have been nice to have that option to, like, you know, we all hop into a four-screen multiplayer or whatever, four-player multiplayer and hunt each other down. That'd have been cool with the better graphics, you know what I'm saying? So, oh, well. Yeah, I'd be wondering what deals be struck with some of this stuff, man, because it'd be like, man, what? But it is what it is, man. So we'll continue through this real quick because there was a lot more in that Nintendo Direct. We'll just speed through real quick. Hold on, where am I at? Right here. Let's see. We did the Room Factory, Mario, Nintendo 64. So they have some RPG called Various Daylife. It's by the people who worked on Octopath Traveler. It's actually on Switch right now. It came later that same day. Factorio production line sim originally in 2016 is coming October 28th. IB, a 2D exploration game in which a girl gets sucked into a mysterious world, is coming to Switch 2023. Mario Strikers Battle League has got an update. They got a free update. You getting Pauline and Diddy Kong plus a new stadium and gear. Yeah. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, this game would never die, is getting it's getting more updates. You get Merry Mountain, Mario Kart Tour, Peach Gardens. Yeah, it's basically you get two new courses. So, man, that game
as
never died,
should.
Bro.
That game is one of the best games still to this day.
Never getting that game never going to go away. People are like, "Oh, when you going to get Mario?"
I've been playing it. I played it a couple days ago. Yeah. I still play it.
People are like, "When you going to get Mario Kart 9?" Why? Well, why would you?
I don't need it when the game got almost over 100 maps. Over 100. Well, it'll have over 100.
So you getting then they talked about Nintendo Switch Sports. You getting the golf online for that. That's coming in by the holiday of this year, 2022. Pikmin 4. I don't know if you ever played any of the other Pikmins, but it's a real popular game amongst people.
Yeah, I had a lot of friends waiting on that game.
Yeah, Pikmin 4 is coming out 2023. Man, Just Dance is back again. People forget about that Just Dance. It's like Call of Duty. It ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, we'll solve every year.
Yep, coming back. So that'll be out November 22nd. Harvestella. It's a farming sim. It'll be out November 4th. Bayonetta 3. You ever played any Bayonettas?
Those are good games.
Yeah, they're good games. I like them. This one comes
Ninja
out.
Ninja Gaiden, they fall in the category of Ninja Gaiden and Devil May Cry.
Yeah, this one comes out October 28th. Rain Code.
That's going to be really, really big, Bayonetta.
Yeah.
A lot of people I know waiting on that. They've been waiting.
So here, rain code, investigate a city in a perpetual rain and rain code. I don't know, 2023, that game coming out. Resident Evil Village is coming to Switch. I don't know why anybody would be happy about this. It cannot, this is going to look like trash. It cannot look good, right? Like, how you think that game's going to look on a Switch?
It looked pretty good. I'm pretty sure. I mean, they got a demo out.
Yeah, they put the demo out. I played new DLCs played coming Control. December 2nd.
I played Control on the Switch, and Control looked pretty good. I mean, you don't. The system is not literally running it. It's from like the cloud, so
yeah, it's emulated. Yeah,
if you got good internet, it's going. I mean, from what I hear, it looks it plays good. I didn't play the beta or the demo because I didn't really care, but. I mean, I got PlayStation.
I'm gonna have to see that to believe it. Yeah, I'm gonna have to see that hands on because I just have a feeling that's gonna be some trash. They also getting Biohazard, Resident Evil 2, and Resident Evil 3. They all coming to Switch via the cloud this year. So just like you said, they're gonna you'll be able to play it on the cloud. Sifu's coming to Switch November 8th.
That's big.
Yeah, that's gonna be big. Sifu handheld. I might hop back into Sifu just because I can play it.
If Sifu would have came out the same day,
yeah, I probably would have got it on the Switch too. It seems like a Switch friendly game. Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion that launches December 13th. Radiant Silver Gun. It's a classic shoot 'em up game coming Tuesday, so it'll be out this Tuesday. Endless Dungeon launches next year on Switch. Tales of Symphonia coming next year, early next year. Life is Strange, Arcadia Bay Collection. That's coming. You played in a Life is Strange series.
Those are good.
Yeah.
That game got pushed back, I think. It was supposed to come out already. It got pushed back, that one.
Yeah, it's coming. They say it's September 27th, so we'll see. Romance and Saga Minstrel Song Remastered. Don't know what that is, but it's coming December 1st. Lego Brick Tales, Thunderful Lego Brick Tales coming to fall, coming this fall. Disney Speedstorm. I seen the trailer for this game. This game look, you know, it's like, you know, Mario Kart or something, but with Disney characters, you know what I mean? And it looked real good. Say it's coming this year, but I don't think they showed any gameplay. So, that's kind of sus.
I got Mario Kart.
Yeah. Fall Guys Season 2 begins September 15th. I don't know. Nobody's still playing Fall Guys. And Kirby and Pals are back with four-player local co-op. February 24th, 2023. So that was everything that was at Nintendo Direct. So, I mean, if you're a Switch player, man, this is a good Direct for you. If you, you know, as Switch is your primary system, that was a really good Direct because it had a lot of stuff catered to just those Switch people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they gave it some time. They gave it 40 minutes, I believe.
Yeah. Yep. But anyway, so
only 20 minutes.
So that's pretty much just everything that was at the showcases. You know, we talked about the GoldenEye thing or whatever. The only other little piece of news I had, and I'll turn it over to you because I know you had some stuff you wanted to talk about. Sims 4 is going free to play. And to that, I must say, about time. Like, Sims is a perfect free to play game. You know how much money Sims could have made just charging people to buy clothes and, you know what I mean? Accessories and oh man, my daughter and them, they've been into Sims forever. And if Sims had been free to play and just started people, you know, charging people for, you know, different little, you know, kind of like them free to play games do, man, they gonna make a killing.
The biggest closest I play to that is Animal Crossing.
Yeah, something like that. So
if you like Animal Crossing, you like the Sims.
Yeah, so people love Sims. I'm glad it's finally free to play. It's gonna open it up to a lot of different people. They probably should did it sooner at the height of Sims, but you know, it is what it is. But anyway, man, you want to talk a little bit about AEW and stuff, huh? You saw some new gameplay and stuff?
Well, they had their event at Tokyo event. THQ Norton had their event and they had it all set up. They had it all set up for AEW. They had a lot of AEW matches and stuff like that. And they didn't have no news or nothing like that, but they did have some gameplay footage shown on YouTube. And you can watch those matches. it showed a bunch of stuff. A bunch of stuff that we didn't see, reversals. What else it showed? Finishers, catch finishers. The graphics look pretty nice. It showed off CM Punk's interest for the first time. They showed a bunch of stuff. Like, if you a fan of those games, you'll like it.
So, is it looking better? You think this is going to be a legit WWE competitor?
It's going to be better than WWE. It's better than WWE.
Whoa. Even 22? 22 is kind of lit. I mean,
nah. Yeah. I'll challenge you to this. Go put it on computer and watch a 2K match. And better yet, watch a Monday Night Raw match of wrestling. Like, just go watch a Raw match, and then watch the computers play each other on 2K and tell me, do it feels like wrestling, you know? And then go watch a W match and then go watch the game. These matches are computer matches, so when you watch that, and then you'll be like, okay.
So you're saying, like, it's got more of that real feel?
It feels like I'm watching wrestling. Like, you know, the AEW or the 2K game feels like arcadey. It's a fighting game.
Yeah,
combo
yeah.
breakers, dodging.
Yeah,
got bars where you can kip up. It makes it harder for people to do like moves on you and stuff like that from the top ropes. And it's too many like perks and like a combo breaker in a fighting game. Like, come on, like, are we playing Killer Instinct?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we playing Killer Hands. Oh, yeah, that's a low combo right there. I mean, combo breaker. I even got an achievement, a trophy for it on PlayStation, where when I literally combo breaker somebody, I got a trophy for it. It said combo. It said combo breaker.
No, it did.
If you go look at my PlayStation trophies for WWE 2K, it says combo breaker trophy.
Combo breaker. That's hilarious.
But to me, if you go back now and look at the old No Mercy games, those games, they still look like wrestling.
Yeah.
They move a little bit funny, but they still look wrestling. Like, they still look like wrestling. And that's what this AEW game, like, the crowd is more detailed. Like, they was cheering Fight Forever. And they keep saying coming soon. And they got GameStop advertisement says coming to a console near you. So I believe it's coming out, you know, soon. And then they keep saying rumors sooner than later. And
Yeah.
Like, so. But that was mostly what I watched from the Tokyo THQ Norton conference. I didn't watch too much other conference. I'm not really too big on like the other games they announced. I don't know if you played it. What was it called? Mars. The alien game. What is it called?
Destroy All Humans.
Destroy All Humans.
Yeah,
they showed that and some other games, which I'm
they
not
can,
sure.
They can't miss,
you didn't see that? The THQ Norton?
Man, I didn't make it that far. To my Tokyo, right?
Yeah.
I was kind of out on the Xbox thing. I didn't watch that one.
Yeah, then I don't know if Capcom did one, but I know they did Street Fighter, which.
Yeah, I seen announced all the characters. For Street Fighter, I might get back into Street Fighter.
That
man.
Game is ridiculous. Like, it just looked too good. Like, and I believe it's on the next gen.
I might load back up that Street Fighter 5, start practicing a little bit. I might get back into some Street Fighter.
I seen it on sale too on the store because I didn't buy it. I bought it.
Oh, it's on. PS4, so. PlayStation 5. It's on their Ultimate Collection or whatever. You can get it. Yeah, when the PlayStation 5 launched, they had those that set of games you can just get. It was just there. God of War. I think PlayStation 5 was on one of them, if I'm not mistaken. Yep, I believe so.
I don't think so.
I believe so. If it wasn't in there, it was definitely on their PlayStation Play, you know, the Plus or whatever they got.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I don't see that game. It's on sale for $5.99. Yeah.
Look right now. It was on their PlayStation Plus or whatever. Hold on, keep talking. I'll tell you in a minute. Yeah, I mean, you know, things go in and out, but I know for a fact it was on there because I downloaded it before, and that's where I had it at. But
Street Fighter look like it's coming back. I want to see more about the open world part of the game, like, because you can create your character, and then like they went into like fighting and like without like loading. Yeah, like this chick and this dude fighting, and then all of a sudden they start fighting, and all of a sudden it went into the Street Fighter gameplay. So I was like, man, like this look crazy. Like, it just bring me back to the days of one. Oh, know, Street Fighter used to be that game. Well,
I don't know where I got it from, but it says I own it already. So
I'm gonna say Street Fighter never been
I don't know where I bought it at though. I never bought that game.
Your kid might have bought it. You need to check your credit card.
Nah, I never bought that game. Did they give it on PS Plus one time or something? I never have bought that game.
I don't know. Maybe on PS4 at some point, because I didn't have PS4 for a while. So
man, you got me do some investigation, because I got to find out where I got it from. I never bought that game. I don't know where it says I own it, though.
You said it's on Plus somewhere. So I didn't see it on Plus. I know when it's on Plus, when you click on something, it'll tell you.
That's what I know. I clicked on it, so you already own this. When I click on it,
it's like buy $5.99 or something like that. And then the special edition is like $14 or something like that. Yeah. So.
Man, now you got me curious. Keep talking. I got this. I got to find out. I got to find out where I got this game from. But yeah.
It does look good, though. Yeah, I seen that. That caught my eye. And the God of War stuff, I saw the trailer, the final trailer of that.
Yeah.
Did you get into beating it or?
Oh, they did. They gave it away. They gave it away on PlayStation in 2020 PS Plus.
See, I probably didn't have it.
Yep, they gave it PS Plus. In 2020.
Yeah, so they gave it away.
Yep, it was on PS Plus in 2020. That's why I got it.
Dang, that's garbage. I mean, it ain't that bad, $5.99, but I was like, damn, you know, like they gave Rocket League. Rocket League was free. Remember at one point?
Yeah.
Rocket League was free for most people on PlayStation. They're like, oh, I got it for free. Like, no, I didn't have to buy it.
Yeah.
But so yeah, the Street Fighter stuff was cool. The AEW stuff I saw was cool. No release dates on both of those games yet. So
and they gave PUBG away that same month. Anyway.
You know what? I think I got it. That's after like PS4 came out or PS5
came out.
After that. If somebody told me, oh, you just missed PUBG for free.
Yeah.
I bought it for like $5 or when it was on sale, and they were like, you just missed it.
Yep. I think I got PUBG too. But anyway, man. Yeah, I think I'm get back into a little fighting games. Man, I also was playing and segue a little bit though. We're talking about stuff I ain't done in a while.
You might as well just bring up games you've been playing, man.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We're gonna go ahead. What you been playing?
It's been short for me.
Yeah, I
mean,
I know
we're gonna get into the elephant in the room, and that's that Call of Duty.
Yeah, that's what I was about to bring up. So I didn't hop back on. I got back, not back, but you know, I got into Call of Duty for the first time, and which I done dabbled in and out throughout the years. But like I said, I'm gonna sit down and really get this a chance. So I downloaded all the 50 attack, the 200 gig of stuff you need to play the damn game. I cleared the hard drive, kept it what I only gonna play like right now, downloaded all that, so I got it going. And I played a couple matches, man. It was fun. I had fun with it. I played a death match and I played a capture the location or whatever the hell it's called. But it was fun. I had fun playing it. So and I know you've been digging into the beta the Modern Warfare 2 beta. So how that's been?
It's been pretty good. I wasn't impressed with it so far when I played the team deathmatch. It was like, modern weapons. It's Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Run, shoot somebody. You know, that's cool. But then I started playing. I played the Search and Destroy. Search and Destroy was pretty fun. I played this mode called, I think, Hostage. It's like a hostage mode, basically like Rainbow.
Yeah.
It's like six members of each team. Or six people, 6-on-6. And it's basically one person got to guard the prisoner. And then the other team got to capture the prisoner. Or you just kill them. Just kill them all. They only got you don't get no response. So I played that mode, and that really kind of impressed me. I was like, dang, like this is pretty fun. Like, you know, like caught a, you know, it was like Rainbow, but without all like the super detail, like the drilling the hole in the wall.
Yeah, and all that. Yeah.
You can take down walls. It's like that. So, you know, and then I played Knockout. This mode called Knockout, I think, and that's pretty fun. I think you got to get to like this bomb and blow it up or something, or just kill out everybody. Most of these modes, the only bad thing about these survival modes or no response is basically it comes down to just basically the team just kill each other,
kill everybody.
Yeah. That's it. It's just like, you know, so the houses don't really isn't there. You know, basically it's just
yeah.
It's just
all of them got the main goal. All of them can be solved if you just kill everybody on the other team. Yeah.
Basically, but yeah. It's still fun though.
Everything's a team death match.
Get the person on your shoulder. It's pretty fun though because you know you get the pistol and people actually do. We actually had a couple of rounds where we captured the prisoner. So, because everybody don't want to just run out there and get shot. So,
yeah.
And then this morning, I got on and one of my friends told me, he was like, oh, it's third person. Just got updated. So,
man,
person mode, man.
Man. This is what might bring me fully into Call of Duty right here. A third person mode. Man.
Third person mode might ruin Call of Duty for me. When I played it, it's like, man, now I want to play third person now. Like, when I want to play other modes, I'm going
to
be like, man.
So, were you, like, better? Like, were you able to, like, play better, or you think?
I was playing about the same, but it makes you better because you can see everything around you.
And
so
you know when you, you also know when you're in cover and stuff.
Yeah, I could see if they brought this, like, permanent. Like, I mean, this is a permanent mode, but if they brought it for every mode, this would probably be like hardcore. It would just be third person team deathmatch or regular team deathmatch. It won't be both because you'll have an advantage
on
somebody playing first person. So, but if they play, I'm pretty sure they will because it's a variety of third person mode, like game mode. So I'm pretty sure they'll do it. You know, they'll do it. So, but this is like what kind of like Fortnite I hear was doing. They're working on a first person mode in Fortnite. When you add another view to the game, that brings more people. They're like, oh, I don't, first person is all right, but I like to see the person. So you might bring a couple more million people that just like third person that play this beta, like, you know, playing this beta, like, you know.
I know they definitely will grab me. A third person, you know, they'll definitely grab me with that. Like, I already played.
When people see those videos online, they're going to be, oh, man, like, third person? Like, you know.
Yeah.
When I played it, I love third person. I probably play it still in first person a lot, but I still go to third person and play, you know, certain modes. And when I was playing it, it felt like a Ghost Recon / PUBG.
Does it play kind of like
a clothes moving though?
Does it kind of play like a Gears of War?
You can see like the half, like from the back of his, back by his butt, kind of to the shoulder, and it feels heavy. Like, and his the clothes is all like one of the levels of clothes, like the move, it was all moving and windy. And I was looking at the detail, like, man, the detail is pretty cool because, like, this is one scene where you in the When you arrive in the levels, at the beginning of the levels, you be in a bus with, like, your soldiers or a helicopter. And when you're looking at your teammates, you see the wind blowing, like, the wind. You see your clothes moving and the hats. Mm-hmm. And it's so detailed. And you can see that detail when you go in third person.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, Call of Duty moved to this, they moved to, like, this Fortnite style where battle pass and stuff like that. So when you get items and clothes and shirts and different stuff with your clothes, you really don't see that stuff.
Well, so I was thinking that when I was playing, and you know, you know, they put you in with a bunch of random people, you know, whatever. Y'all don't know each other.
Yeah.
But I seen people running around with cool colored guns, and you know, and all that. And I was like, man, they don't even know they got that. Like, they bought it, so they know they're wearing
they
it.
See
but
it
like,
in the menu, and that's it. Yeah, but when they clip it, they like, oh, that look cool. Then that's,
yeah,
that's
exactly. But like,
your gun after that.
But like, I'm the only person seeing it right before I shoot them. You know what I mean, or something like that. You know, so.
To me, it's gonna make the shop. It might make the shop better too because people might actually, oh, I can actually see this. This is pretty cool, like, you know, or
yeah, I can understand that. If I can see my person, I'd be like, man, I want this, you know, this cool fatigue jacket or whatever, you know.
I don't care what I look like if I'm in first person. All I'm looking at is my gun.
Yeah, your gun. You know? That's all you're seeing. That's it.
But the third person just changes everything, and they kind of secretly added 2 more days of this beta too. It's a countdown that says 2 days. Now it's like a day in like 11 hours or something like that. So
damn,
they secretly added more time to the beta, which now ends Tuesday, I think.
Man, you made me want to go pre-order just so I can get the beta and play a little bit of third person.
Yeah, is there? I mean, if you got a GameStop by you that takes you a little bit, just go put that $5 down.
I hit that Amazon free. Get that beta.
The cheapest way to do it, I'm going to say Amazon, they don't take the money out of your account until the day it come out. So you can just cancel once you get the code. But I'm pretty sure you'll like this game, Mike. It's a good game, Mike, so far. And I don't see this game, but it ain't going to change nothing. The only thing different is it's going to have story, co-op, missions, and stuff like that. So it's a pretty good game.
Yeah. So I bought Modern Warfare 2019. I bought that, and I played through it. I played through the campaign to beat the game. I enjoyed that, but I never really jumped into the multiplayer until, like, here recently, and, like, I got coworkers that play that want me to join and all that. But I might get in. I'm trying to get in more so I can practice, but I think that third-person deal, that'll probably bring me in as, like, a Call of Duty player right there, because that's just how I like to play games, you know? So
we can always do the PlayStation share play.
That's right.
Let you take over and play.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay.
PlayStation got some features like that.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, man. So yeah, I know everybody real hype.
Really is Call of Duty.
Yeah, that's it. I know everybody real hype for this Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, man. I know people taking off from work, said they going on vacation for that whole week and. Because they got to get their numbers up.
I like it enough, but not no vacation. Like, I'll play it when I get home.
And people are like, oh, no, I got to get my numbers up and got to get, you know, and all that. So I'm like, damn, okay. But how big was this beta size-wise?
25 gigs only.
Only? Man, that used to be a game.
that's small right there for Call of Duty. That's small as hell. 25 gigs. Like 2 laps.
25 gig.
Like 2 maps or something like that.
Man, I remember when 2K was 25 gig. Okay.
That game like 150 now.
152 gig in 2K. But anyway, man, we'll go ahead and wrap it up there. So thanks for listening. And you know, don't forget to like and subscribe to the YouTube if you made it this far before you get out of here. And I appreciate everybody. Be well.
Peace.